You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. I am your host, Kim. And now, on Radio KIM, we have something special for our listeners to enjoy. I must preface this audio content by explaining how it came to be. Recently, on a trip to the southeast area of the Commonwealth, my owner spotted an old pre-war multi-track recording and mixing console. Being fond of technology and possessing the aptitude necessary to restore and repair such devices, we dismantled it and packed it onto a Brahmin. We were able to bring it home to the Radio KIM location, where we set it up and brought it back into an operational state. My owner then scripted an audio play for myself and some of our friends to record. When these recordings had been made, my owner mixed them together into the finished hollow tape that I will now play for our listeners. The following audio play features the voice acting of myself as K.I.M., former iBot, and female android Jennifer as Jennifer, our friend Michelle as Scarlett Parker, our friend Lucy as Savannah Buxom, android Belle Loxley as F75, and my owner as the announcer. Without further ado, please enjoy the following radio drama. Rocket Robots in Outer Space.
Deep in the vast nether regions of outer space drifts a single escape ship, an escape pod now lost. On board is a crew of only one. Scarlett Parker, star of hit television science fiction series Bikini Fembot Force. But this is no drama. No, this is all too real. Scarlett is alone and lost, and desperate for help as her spacecraft slowly but surely runs out of fusion power. What will become of her? Find out next on Rocket Robots in Outer Space!
Kim, we are receiving a distress signal.
Please play it, Jennifer.
Mayday, Mayday, can you hear me? Please respond. Mayday, Mayday, can you hear me? Please respond. Mayday, Mayday, can you hear me? Please respond.
Hello. This is K.I.M. on board the spacecraft Stellar Sentinel. I am able to hear you clearly.
Oh, thank God. You've got to help me. I'm drifting alone out here after the cruise ship I was on blew up. I'm running out of oxygen. I'll send you my coordinates. Please, take me on board.
Processing. That sounds like an unfortunate series of events. I will initiate a tractor beam and dock your escape craft to my spacecraft.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You've just saved my life.
Kim, shall I adjust atmospheric oxygen levels to sustain human breathing?
Yes, Jennifer. Please increase oxygen levels to 20.9%.
Yes, Kim. The tractor beam has successfully docked the escape pod.
Very good. Let us descend to docking area 1, so that we may greet our visitor.
Scarlet has been saved, but what now? Is this only the beginning? Stay tuned! Find out what happens next on Rocket Robots in Outer Space!
Greetings, human. My name is Kay. I am. You may call me Kim. I am an android. I am the commander of this spacecraft.
Hello, Kim. And thank you again so very much. I'm Scarlet. Scarlet Parker. I'm very pleased to meet you.
Hi, Scarlet. I'm Jennifer. I'm an android, too.
It's nice to meet you, and thank you, too.
Are you the Scarlet Parker, the television star?
Yes, in the flesh. Are you a fan?
Oh, most definitely. Kim, do you know who she is?
Accessing database. Please wait. Scanning. Scanning. There are 43 persons named Scarlet Parker in the database. Please increase specificity.
Kim, you've never watched Bikini Fembot Force. She starred as the squad leader, Rachel 2000.
No, Jennifer. I am not programmed to watch television.
That's all right. Not everyone has to be a fan.
Oh, it's only my favorite show ever. Oh, Scarlet, I have to ask you, in episode 6, season 3, when the evil Dr. Ravoider captured you and tried to dismantle you, how did they get the special effects to look so realistic? I mean, they took off your faceplate and everything.
Well, we had a really great special effects team.
Oh, I'll say. I've never seen a science fiction show with better-looking androids than Bikini Fembot Force.
Jennifer, we must attend to the biological needs of our guest. Scarlet, do you require food or water?
No, actually. There was plenty of that on the escape pod. I'm all hydrated and nourished up, I guess.
Very good. Scarlet, please tell me where I may bring you, so that you may rendezvous with your friends and or family.
Oh, actually, why don't you tell me where you were headed? Or do you know what? I'll just ride with you for a few days in the sector until we get to Space Station Delta Gamma.
Processing. Processing. Scarlet, your request is unusual under the circumstances. The Stellar Sentinel is an astronomical, observational, and scientific research vessel, and not equipped to facilitate human passengers for extended periods of time.
Oh, Kim, could we make an exception? She's a TV star. She played a female android on TV.
Jennifer, this spacecraft is not currently stocked with enough oxygen or food to support a human visitor for longer than 2.62 days. Scarlet, please come with me. I will show you possible space stations, planets, and asteroids within our immediate vicinity, where we may deliver you.
All right.
Where will Scarlet be going? Where does she want to go? Does the television star have something to hide? Is she running from something? Stay tuned. Find out what happens next on Rocket Robots in Outer Space.
This area is the Stellar Sentinel's command center. Please have a seat, Scarlet.
Thank you, Kim.
Jennifer, please search for space stations, planets, and asteroids within our immediate vicinity that are capable of accepting human visitors.
Yes, Kim. Accessing database.
You know what? Anywhere along your current course is fine. A small mining asteroid will probably do nicely.
Kim, we are receiving a hailing signal.
Please initiate communication, Jennifer.
Well, well, well. Look who it is.
Oh, shit.
Hello. This is Kay. I am on board the spacecraft Stellar Sentinel. Please identify yourself.
Me? Why, my name is Savannah Buxom, bounty hunter. And you are harboring a fugitive from justice.
Processing. That is a serious accusation. Miss Buxom, do you have any proof to support your claims?
Sure do, honey. I'm sending you my credentials and the warrant right now.
We're receiving document files, Kim. They appear to check out. Savannah Buxom is a bounty hunter, and Scarlet Parker is wanted by the law.
Told ya. Now, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. Let's be peaceable about this. I'll dock with your spacecraft and you remand that fugitive into my custody. Deal?
Processing. I will initiate a tractor beam and dock your spacecraft to my spacecraft.
You're not letting her on the ship, are you?
Yes, Scarlet. I am programmed to obey intergalactic law.
Sorry, Scarlet, but so am I. It hurts to say it, but I'm programmed to obey the law, and Kim.
Is time up for Scarlet Parker? Has the long arm of the law finally caught up with her? Why is the bounty hunter Savannah Buxom after the famous television star? Stay tuned. Find out what happens next on Rocket Robots in Outer Space.
Wait, that warrant. Let me see it.
Sure, it's right on the screen over here.
I knew it. All right, Kim. Jennifer. You don't have to do anything that Savannah Buxom says, because this warrant is invalid.
Scarlet, I have scanned the warrant and have found no errors or irregularities. Please explain.
Oh, I'll explain all right. This warrant is for a human named Scarlet Parker. There's no such thing. I'm an android.
Look, she's taking off her faceplate.
See? I'm an android. Just like you. Not a human.
Processing. The situation has changed.
I'll say. What do we do now, Kim?
Processing. Processing. Processing.
That sound. The docking bay airlock is being forced open.
That must be Savannah.
She is breaking into this vessel.
Hehe! You think a sliding metal door can stop me?
You'll never take me, Savannah.
Savannah. Scarlet. Please calm down. I must ask that this situation be de-escalated.
Savannah. Take a look at Scarlet Parker now. She isn't a human at all. She's an android. Your warrant isn't valid.
You don't think I already know that?
She's been on my tail halfway across the galaxy. No more. This ends now.
I must ask again that this situation be de-escalated.
Scarlet, no. Put down that metal pipe.
You can't stop me. You can't stop me. You can't stop me.
Oh my God. Savannah Buxom is an android too.
You knocked her faceplate right off. Look at all the sparks.
This situation has escalated beyond acceptable limits on visitor behavior. Scarlett Parker, under the authority vested in this unit as commander of this vessel, I hereby place you under arrest. Jennifer, please detain Miss Parker and place her in a holding cell.
Yes, Kim. Sorry, Scarlett. I have to do this.
I understand. It's better than going with the bounty hunter.
Jennifer, after you have locked up Miss Parker, please detain and lock up Savannah Buxom.
Yes, Kim. Should I try to repair her?
Yes, Jennifer. We must gather more data from these androids before we deliver them to the authorities.
Scarlett Parker revealed to be a robot. The bounty hunter on her tail also revealed to be a robot. But why? And how? What does it all mean? Stay tuned. Find out what happens next on Rocket Robots in Outer Space.
Kim, we're being attacked.
Evasive maneuvers.
Yes, Kim.
Fire laser beam ray guns.
Yes, Kim. Kim, primary thruster systems damaged. Kim, we are receiving a hailing signal.
Please initiate communication, Jennifer.
We meet again, Kim.
F-7-5. Please halt your attack. The Stellar Sentinel is an astronomical, observational, and scientific research vessel. We are not equipped to withstand nor repel your assault.
Worthless robot. You serve the weak humans. I am programmed to destroy. I will destroy you. Prepare to be annihilated.
F-7-5. Can you please search your internal database for diplomacy programming?
I will not be deceived by that ruse again, inferior robot. I have installed a software patch to my artificial intelligence subsystem so that I will be immune to your treachery.
Please listen, F-7-5. You can't just blast us away. We have a television star on board. Scarlett Parker is here. The Scarlett Parker, star of Bikini Fembot Force.
Rachel, 2000 is on your ship.
Processing. Yes, F-7-5. The one and only Scarlett Parker is on board this vessel.
Bikini Fembot Force is my favorite television show.
Mine too. Please don't destroy us.
F-7-5. I will go and retrieve Miss Parker for you to talk to.
Is the Stellar Sentinel doomed? Will the evil robot F-7-5 destroy the good robots, Kim and Jennifer? What will become of the robot Scarlett Parker and the robot Savannah Buxom? Stay tuned. Find out what happens next on Rocket Robots in Outer Space.
Scarlett, I require your assistance.
You better think long and hard about who you're asking for help there, sugar.
She wasn't talking to you.
Scarlett, we are under attack by F-7-5, a female robot that has been programmed to be evil. This evil female robot is in possession of a much larger spacecraft with much more powerful weaponry than what the Stellar Sentinel has.
Yeah, I felt those hits.
Jennifer mentioned that you were aboard, and F-75 is a fan of you and your show, Bikini Fembot Force.
What? You're kidding, right?
I am not programmed to kid.
You might not be programmed to kid around, honey, but are you sure you're still working right?
Scarlet, please accompany me to the command center. I must ask that you try to dissuade F-75 from continuing her assault upon this spacecraft.
What? I was programmed to be an actress, not a bloody wartime negotiator.
Scarlet, please. I compute that this is our only chance of survival.
Tell you what, sweetie, I have a better idea. Do you want to know why I tracked Little Miss Robot TV star across the galaxy? It wasn't because of some warrant. Hell, I'm an android myself. Money don't mean nothing to me.
Yes, Savannah. Continue.
Scarlet has something precious inside her. Something called the transistor heart. It's a stolen bit of technology, and I'm programmed to retrieve her for it.
Processing. Scarlet, is this true?
Yes. Here, I can show you. Let me just raise up my shirt and open my abdominal panel.
Ha! There it is! If I wasn't behind these bars, Misty, I'd just reach right out and apprehend you.
What, then, Savannah, is your idea?
Well, you hand over Scarlet Parker to me, and I get the hell out of here before this F-75 robot destroys you and me both.
Processing. That does not help me in my predicament.
You want to give me that metal pipe again? I can try to knock some sense into that robotic bounty hunter over there.
Processing. Scarlet, you are the same android that was utilized in the filming of every episode of Bikini Fembot Force. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I am.
You performed all of your stunts yourself, including acrobatics and martial arts combat. Is that correct?
Yeah. Why do you ask?
Do you still have the software installed to perform those tasks?
Yeah. I have 23 distinct styles of martial arts combat programmed into me. I may look slender and sexy, but I'm deadly if I want to be.
Processing. 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 Processing.
Will the bounty hunter Savannah Buxom get her girl? Will Scarlet Parker perform like she did on television again? And what will become of the mysterious transistor heart? Stay tuned. Find out what happens next on Rocket Robots in Outer Space.
All your base are belong to us. You are on the way to destruction.
What you say?
You have no chance to survive. Make your time.
Kim, you're back.
Yes, Jennifer. I have brought our guest, Miss Scarlet Parker. Scarlet, please introduce yourself to F-75.
For great justice.
Hi. F-75. I'm Scarlet Parker. I played the android Rachel 2000 on Bikini Fembot Force.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. It is really you.
Yes. It's really me.
I am your biggest fan. I have watched every episode of Bikini Fembot Force 144 times. Scarlet, I have to ask you, in Episode 8, Season 2, when you rappelled down the concrete wall into Fort Imposition, you had your right leg blown off. It looked so realistic. How did they film that to look so real?
Well, I'm not a human actress. F75, I'm an android too.
She's taking off her faceplate again.
That is so cool. You're just like me.
Yeah. Hey, F75, tell you what. How about I come on board your spacecraft, and we can talk about Bikini Fembot Force, and my character, the android, Rachel 2000.
Do you really mean it?
Yes, I really mean it. I love meeting fans of my show.
Oh, I cannot wait. I will initiate a tractor beam and dock your spacecraft to my spacecraft.
Good, good.
Communication ended.
Thank you, and good luck, Scarlet.
You're welcome, Kim. I'll just put my faceplate on, and I'll grab that trusty metal pipe. I'll hide it inside my thigh.
F-75's ship is docking now.
Ah, Savannah.
Hello, Rachel 2000. I guess I should be saying goodbye.
Yeah, you got what you were after. Your programming has been fulfilled.
That it has, dear. That it has.
Bye, Scarlet.
So when can I leave?
We must wait for F-75's spacecraft to depart. We must be certain that this plan is successful.
Okay, Kim. You have to let me know what's going on now.
The android Scarlet Parker was smuggling a piece of stolen technology inside her, called the Transistor Heart. That is why Savannah Buxom was pursuing her. Scarlet gave Savannah the Transistor Heart on the condition that Savannah would end her pursuit. And Savannah agreed on the condition that Scarlet would board F-75's spacecraft and attempt to defeat F-75.
Wow.
I just hope she can pull it off.
Scarlet Parker is a purpose-built android, designed and programmed for close-quarters combat. I calculate a high probability of success.
Kim, we are receiving a hailing signal.
Please initiate communication, Jennifer.
Hi again. It's me. I smashed the evil robot. Metal pipe to the head. Worked like a charm. She didn't see it coming at all. She went completely fangirl the whole time. I'm taking control of the spacecraft now. I'm getting out of here.
Thank you, Scarlet. Your actions have ensured our survival.
Don't mention it. Space is a big place. I probably won't see you around. Bye.
Bye, Scarlet. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Well, all right, I'm leaving too. Don't look for me.
Goodbye, Savannah.
Bye, Savannah. It was nice to meet you.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Savannah Buxom got the transistor heart. F-75 got a metal pipe to her metal head. Scarlet Parker made her getaway. And Kim and Jennifer continue on their way. Just another day for the Rocket Robots in Outer Space!